Okay, then, good afternoon. This is another one of our oral history project recordings. I'm Julian Rollins, the tutor at Statpol. Today is the 30th of March, 23, and I'm joined by Richard Burton, who's one of the learners here.
Yeah, greetings. Yeah.
Been with us for a while. So where shall we start? Tell me, Richard, when and how did you first hear about Statpol and what happens here?
Well, when I first started hearing about Statpol Gardens was, it was coming close to my end of time with college, and I just couldn't quite make up with what I wanted to do. So I remember going to Statpol Gardens for a visit. And it just so happens that Debbie, she was one of my tutors in college.
Oh right, okay, yeah.
So yeah, I think it was environmental studies we did. Yeah. So it was really fun. It was. We got to use laptops and stuff like that in the college.
So Debbie's the manager here, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
So she was also teaching you at
the Pembrokeshire College.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay. And suggested that you might be interested.
Well, from what I can remember from my trip, the first thing I remember is knocking on Debbie's office door, and she answered it, and we said hello and all that stuff. And then we had a walk down, we walked down to the greenhouse.
Yeah.
And, this guy called Martin Shrewsbury, he was working with a group of students and on whatever they were doing, they were planting and stuff like that. So, yeah, I said hello to him. And then after that we went home then on that day.
Did you like what you saw here?
Oh, I loved it.
Can you remember what time of year it was when you came on that visit?
It was summertime. It was the summertime of 2015.
So the place does look pretty good in the summer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So had you so that was your first experience of coming here. Were you interested in gardening before you started coming here regularly?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, because I remember taking a horticulture course in college, and I really quite enjoyed that, yeah.
So, that was, when did you say, summer 2015? Did you say?
Well, I finished in 2015.
Yeah.
So, you're talking back in 2013 there.
Okay. Yeah.
So
when did you first start coming here as a regular participant then?
Since the September of 2015, which I can never quite remember, was it the first Monday or was it the second Monday of September of that year? So that's when I started. And one of the things, and I'm pretty sure I can kind of remember the first job I ever did.
Oh, can you? Yeah, what was that?
Which was, it was doing stuff in the greenhouse, and I was working with Martin Shrewsbury on my first morning there. Peter Jenkins was there. I'm pretty sure David Harris was there. There's been quite a few in there, I think, so.
So at that time, when you first started then, how many days a week were you doing?
3 days a week.
And you do 3 days a week.
And it's still going to this day, yeah.
So tell me about a day then. How'd you get here?
How did I get here? The Statpol minibus. Whoever drives the Statpol minibus will come and pick me up. And then 2020 came around, COVID started and all that stuff. Wasn't able to go to Statpol Gardens for at least about maybe 6 months or less. And on Mondays and Wednesdays, from what I can remember, is that the minibus would come and pick me up. But on Thursday, Debbie would come in her car to pick me up. And it was like that for a good, I want to say, almost 2 years. Until the May or June of 2022. That's when we started, that's when more and more people started to come on the bus. So, yeah.
So you come on the bus when you get here first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of time is that? About 10 o'clock, is it?
Yeah, you're looking at between, well, 10 o'clock if you're lucky. So you're probably, well, between 9:45, 10 o'clock if you're lucky. But then it all depends on the traffic as well, because, like, for example, today we didn't get here till about 9:45, something like that, because, yeah, but then, but mind you, because more people need to be picked up on Thursday, so there's that. So, yeah, you're probably talking between 9:45 at the latest.
So the first thing that happens is you come in, you settle your stuff down.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Well, the way I do it is I get off the bus and then I go and put my boots on, ready for work, and then I come into the canteen or the tomato tunnel for the morning break. So I do that. And then about 9:30 we start getting ready to go to work. We work for like between 1.5 to 2 hours, and then we'll stop for lunch. There's another 30 minutes there, and then we'll start thinking about going back to work at about 1-ish, and then we'll work till about between 2:30, 3:00, just to make sure that we have plenty of time to get down here and get ourselves sorted and ready to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the jobs you do vary from day to day and from season to season, don't they?
Yeah.
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 So what's today's job been?
Today's job, I was working in the gravel circle with Lauren, Jane, Peter and Andrew. It's going on really well. Just tidying it up, just getting rid of weed.
So that's an area where there's gravel and it needs weeding,
yeah,
pretty much all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much, yeah. Because the thing is with weeding, right, I like to call it a never-ending battle. Like, that's the way I like to call it. Yeah. But I really enjoy it, you know. It keeps me busy.
Do you like it? I mean, the weeding is a good example. You say it's a never-ending battle. There's a satisfaction, though, isn't there, when you've spent a day and you look at what you've done, you stand back and see the improvement. Yeah.
Yeah.
So of the jobs that you've mentioned, the weeding there, which goes on pretty much year-round.
Yeah.
Other things come and go depending on the season, don't they?
Hmm.
Which is your favourite job?
Well, my favourite job is going around looking for molehills. And just picking them up and stuff like that. But if the weather's not so great, then my favorite job is actually woodwork, because I like doing some sanding and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the woodwork? What are you working on most of the time?
When I was up the last time, we were working on a bird feeder, and yeah, it looks really good. Yeah.
So the bird feeders, you're making bird feeders and bird boxes.
Sometimes bug boxes as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and they go to where are they going to?
I'm pretty sure they'll go up to the shop ready to be sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the public buy them. They're very popular, aren't they, to raise money for the charity.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's a favourite job. You say up in the woodwork, room, it's actually a polytunnel, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually a polytunnel.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
On a rainy day, being in there and listening to the rain on the
on the roof, yeah.
So What do you think you get from the experience then? Because you've been coming here quite a few years now.
Yeah.
You had that spell when you couldn't come here because of COVID.
Yeah.
Did you miss it when you weren't
able to come? Oh, a lot. A lot, yeah. Because, like, obviously I was sitting at home. Well, obviously pretty much everything was... Well, what we were allowed to do was limited at that time.
Yeah.
Because, for example, if you needed to go shopping or something like that, you can do. But when you go to the shop, you had to wear a face covering in case, you know, there might be people walking around with COVID that didn't know who had it. Yeah.
So what do you think, when you're here then, there's different, you kind of get different, you're involved in the gardening. You're a part of a team of people, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you? What's the biggest benefit you get from being here? Is it the exercise?
Maybe the exercise. Getting to make new friends. Like I said, probably do a bit of socialising if you can. But like I said, I really like working with people. But you know, there are some days where I just feel like I just want to work on my own. You know, and when it comes to doing the molehills, that's the perfect time for it.
Yeah, so you like a job where... So here we've got... Some people like to work in groups, don't
yeah.
they? Some people like to do their own thing.
Yeah, because I'm...
You all come together at lunchtime, though,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, like I said, I'm a 50-50 with that. Because I don't mind working in a group, yeah. but I don't really mind working on my own either. Because, no, with my own, on my own, I can have, like... It'd be, like, my time and all that, yeah.
Do you think working with the staff gardeners, do you think you're learning from being alongside them?
Yeah, like I said, I learned a lot, like, because, I learned a lot from Lauren, Brian, yeah, because...
It's different to that, you know, when you're doing a horticulture course at a college is one thing,
yeah,
but actually hands-on experience... Day to day is
yeah.
you learn more from.
Yeah, we learn more from yeah. it. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm pretty sure there's been a few times where I've made a mistake, and I always like to ask Lauren or Brian to check how I'm doing before I carry on, make sure I'm doing it exactly the way they wanted me to do it.
Looking back at my list of questions that I wrote up earlier on. So you're you mentioned the socializing.
Yeah.
Socializing. It's different people on different days, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you're in a few days a week. Other yeah. people are in a few days a week. Sometimes you overlap with somebody, sometimes you
yeah.
don't. So you're actually seeing, you're part of quite a large group.
Mm.
And you get to know everybody pretty well, don't you?
Over yeah, time. Yeah. Because like I said, it's strange to think that when I started in 2015, I barely knew any of them. But I remembered Andrew Lewis from Bush School, and I remember Sean Picton from Bush School as well. Because and speaking of and Sean Picton, right? I remembered on my first day of Dapple Gardens. I was on the bus waiting for whoever needed to be picked up, and when Sean came, I was relieved because quite frankly I was a little bit nervous about my first day, because I was worried that I wasn't going to know anybody that well and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's nice to see a face you recognise, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 But now you're very much part of like a kingpin here.
Right? Yeah, you know, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, I know pretty much everyone now, yeah.
And you know how most of the things work.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. So if you were talking to somebody that was thinking of, you know, who was looking for something to do.
Yeah.
How would you sell coming here as a benefit, as a good thing?
Well, I would say that it will get you out the house. You know, if anyone's thinking about going, I would say do it. It's one of the greatest places in Pembrokeshire, in my opinion. Like I said, just especially in the summertime, like you can make friends. You know, it's quite, you know, they're really nice people. That's the one thing I can say about them. They're really nice people.
When you're were out working in the summer, then, because we're a bit of a tourist attraction here as well as being a working garden, aren't we?
Mm.
So there's visitors walking around. Do you find that you kind of interact with them? Do they talk to you? Do you talk to them?
I do. Yeah, I'll talk to them. Yeah, I talk to people. Like if they need help or anything like that. If they needed directions to where, for example, if someone wants to know where the cafe is, I can easily just show them the direction then.
Yeah. Do people ask you questions about the plants?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, but most of the time I'm like, go and ask, yeah. Well, say if Lauren was working with me, I was like, go and ask that lady over there.
Brilliant. Well, I think we've covered the questions that I had written down there.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to add?
No, not really. Apart from it's been a fantastic, at the moment, it's 7.5 years at the moment. It's been a fantastic 7.5 years. I'm hoping to keep coming here for years to come, you know.
I thought of one question that, as you were saying that I didn't ask you, and that was about your... So everybody has those little individual plots, don't they?
Yeah.
So most of the growing is we're growing for the cafe or we're growing to sell, but you do have those individual plots. What do you grow on yours?
Stuff like potatoes, onions, leeks, carrots, maybe some string beans or runner beans. The vegetables that you can grow. Just a couple of them. But then some students can actually plant like sunflowers and stuff like that on their plot, which I think look really nice when they're done. But personally, I have no interest in doing plants for my plot. I would much rather just do veg on my plot, so yeah.
That's it, something you can eat?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you do with the produce that you grow then?
I'll take it home, and I sometimes give some of my veg to my brother-in-law because she's a chef up in Dachau Inn, and sometimes I would give him veg so that way he doesn't have to worry about running out, you know.
That's really nice because it's not the Stadtpole Inn, it's actually award winning for its food, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So that you've got a high end chef using vegetables that you've grown. That
yeah.
Must be quite, give you a bit of a buzz.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us, and I'll hit the off button and say goodbye.
Okay.